I seriously love hot dogs. If I were stranded on a desert island, I would gladly eat them all the time. And as far as the best dog I've ever had in my entire life, that was at Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs, a Chicago-style all-beef job, a beaut of a dog, smothered in grilled onions, sweet relish, and mustard. So I'll admit it, when it comes to hot dogs, I'm something of a purist. But hot dogs are going gourmet with all kinds of crazy toppings. To explore this a little more, I've come to the Moody Dog, a hot dog cart just off Main Street in Belfast, where owner Raymel Moody Guthrie is prepping some grilled onions.
I think that the hot dog, to me, has always been like a fun vehicle for all sorts of different types of toppings. And I like the idea of branching out and doing some interesting things that might make people go, what?
Maine has its share of classic straight-ahead hot dog stands. Boley's famous Frank's in Hallowell, Wass's in Rockland, and Flo's in Cape Nettic come to mind. Maine, of course, is also home to the Red Snapper, those dogs dyed red that snap when you bite into them.
You have a red chalkboard.
Yes.
Let's run through the menu.
We have at the very top, of course, our classic dog with either our house-made ketchups, mustard, grilled or raw onions, and also a pickle relish.
Moody Guthrie buys her dogs from the Maine Family Farms Meat Company. The further down the chalkboard you go, the more creative things get.
We also are offering as specials right now a quick kimchi dog, which is our house-made kimchi with napa cabbage. We kind of drizzle a little bit of sriracha on the top of that one as well.
There are veggie dogs, a dog on a bed of Morse's sauerkraut, a tomato, basil, and mozzarella dog, and the American as apple pie dog, topped with apple butter and cheddar cheese. At 12:30, a customer walks up to the cart.
I was actually wandering around looking for my car because it's really hot and I'm disoriented. I'm supposed to be gardening out on Islesboro, and now I'm having a hot dog because I'm really hungry. And I was like, wow, perfect. The Moody hot dog. Well, let's check it out.
Terry Bradshaw, who lives in nearby Belmont, orders a classic dog with homemade green ketchup. As he waits, I ask him about the best dog he's ever had. His Wrigley dog.
The Crystal hot dog. And it was famous.
They served it at a diner from the Depression onward, somewhere near New Brunswick, New Jersey, where Bradshaw grew up. A pork and beef hot dog, he says, smothered in some kind of sauce with chopped ground beef. A chili dog without the spices.
Oh, that's so cool. Look at that bun. That's a nice bun. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
It's whole wheat and has some heft to it. As Bradshaw walks off, I do my own taste test. I order the classic dog. She's putting onions in my bun. Here it comes. And the condiments are already on there?
Yes, I put the condiments on the bun.
Okay, it's not the Wrigley dog, but it's really, really good. The Moody Classic really snaps, just like those red dogs that are so popular. It's the one thing Moody Guthrie says she knew she had to have to run a successful hot dog cart in Maine. A dog that snaps with each bite. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.